Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. If it seems like your allergies are getting worse, you're probably right. While Delaware's allergy season typically runs from March to October, seasonal allergies are peaking right now due to higher pollen counts. This comes as the first state's allergy season starts to arrive earlier and last longer due to climate change. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon catches up with ChristianaCare internal medicine physician Dr. Amitul Khalid to discuss rising regional allergy rates and how to treat and relieve allergies.
How can people prepare for an uptick in their allergies? What can they do?
So first of all, I'll like to define what is allergy. Allergy is an immune response or overreaction to a substance that is usually harmless to other people. So some people will react to it, other people may not. And these substances are called allergens. And that can be found in dust, pollen, cats, insects, molds, foods, and medications. When we know that some people are allergic to some various things, then you have to be prepared before the season starts. That's the best way to handle it. And there are some medication which can be started in advance to prevent the reaction of the allergen by the patient. When it's time for the allergies, more increased flare of allergic reactions to the patients, then they should, first of all, keep a check of pollen counts if they're allergic to pollens. When they know that pollen count is high, then they need to practice some kind of prevention. The best is that avoid the allergens. And avoiding the allergens, you have to protect yourself. If you're going out, you have to cover yourself properly. It causes itching in your eyes, watery eyes, then you put glasses on, and a hat can be used and mask can be used. And inside your house, you can keep the windows and doors closed and air conditioning can be on. Also, when you're in the car or traveling outside, you can keep the windows closed, not to open the windows. In addition, washing hands, and when you come inside, wash your hands properly. Shower is the best thing that can give steam and clean in inner airways and everything. But if not, then at least wash properly. Change your clothes and put on something different, because there will be a lot of allergens on those clothes. Inside the house, you can also use HEPA filters to remove all the allergens. In addition, reducing humidity can also help with the reaction. So these are all preparations in advance. And then once you are dealing with the allergic season, then you can practice on these measures.
I will say we're seeing a climate change factor in here, as far as we're getting an earlier and a longer allergy season these days. When it comes to preparation, doctor, how does that change the equation here, as in an earlier and a longer allergy season? How are people who don't typically suffer from seasonal allergies affected by a longer season? Do you think more people are affected? Are you able to, do you have an idea of that, either, anecdotally or otherwise?
Yes, if the season is going to be lasting long, like starts early and lasts long, then we are seeing a lot of patients who are coming with cough, upper respiratory symptoms, going on for months, and that's most common cause is allergies. They can have congestion in their nose, post-nasal drip, or headaches. Sometimes that could be caused by allergies. Sometimes patients have watery eyes continuously. They are unable to see clear because the eyes are, there's a drainage coming out from the eyes that makes the eyes blurred. If there's a longer season, persistent exposure to allergens, so most of the people who are not allergic to things, they should not react. But some people who have mild allergies, they can react more when the season is longer.
Consider me one of those people with allergies that indeed reacts more. But when it comes to this area of the country specifically, are there any state or regional allergens that we should know about?
So it's interesting that when you go to an area, when you move to from one area to the other area, you have to get used to the allergens in that area because the trees are different, pollens will be different, and your body has to get accustomed to that. So in Delaware, we also need to know that which season, what kind of allergens react more. So in spring season, you see that the leaves are coming out, the flowers are, you see flowers coming out, and there's increased pollen counts. So there are these some specific trees, aspen, cedar, hickory, mulberry, oak, and walnut trees, they can cause in spring. Most of the allergies are caused by these allergens. And then in summer, there's grass, and the most allergies come from grass. And the grass is different kind, sweet vernal and Timothy grass and bent orchard and all that. And then there are other plants which can also cause, like wormwood, pigweed, amaranth plants, they can also cause. But in fall season, there are more things come. The mold starts coming, there's more humidity, and then you see mold building up, and that also comes in the picture. And dust mite is throughout the year. Wherever you have dust, there's dust mite in the inside the mattresses, in your pillows, in the carpets. That's why, and all this furniture which is upholstered. So that's why some people have allergies throughout the year, and that's most common causes that they are allergic to dust mite.
Well, just to follow up on that then, I'm curious, how does where you live then impact whether you'll be affected by allergies? And I mean, for instance, do people in urban areas suffer more than people living in rural areas? How does that factor in?
I mean that in urban areas, there is more air pollution. So in that sense, if you say that there could be more allergies in urban areas, in rural areas, there could be more pollen because there are more trees and more plants and everything. So it could be win-win on both sides.
So, you spoke about, you listed off a number of things we can do to provide relief and prevention when it comes to allergies. When should someone see a specialist about their allergy symptoms? When it's just, is it something to keep as an option in your back pocket, or should you be proactive about it? When should you see a specialist about your allergy symptoms?
So for mild allergies, which can be like runny nose, congestion in the nose, post nasal drip, and patients, most of them are usually used to it. And as you said, that sometimes some people who are not allergic, they can suddenly when they come to see us, we say, it could be allergies, and they say, we never had allergies, and they are 50, 60 years old, and sometimes they can react to something different in the area. So in those cases, we can start with simple medication, like we have Claritin, Zyrtec, Allegra. There are a lot of over-the-counter medication, and they have generic versions. They can be used, and then nasal spray helps very effectively for allergies. And if you have rashes, again, these medications can help. But if these symptoms are at a point where the patient cannot tolerate, intolerable, quality of life is being affected, and patient can start having increased symptoms like respiratory symptoms, asthma, patient can have asthma symptoms, wheezing, congestion, cough really bad, unable to sleep, severe reactions, rashes, some people can have hives, face can be swollen, lips and gums can be swollen. Those are very severe reactions, and in those situations, it is a good idea to consult an allergist. So they have specific tests they can do to find out what chemicals or allergens you are allergic to. Some people can also have food allergies, so they can also check for that if there's a food allergy, you have to avoid taking them. And once they figure out that what are you allergic to, then they can make shots, they're called vaccines for allergy. So for that patient who is allergic to specific allergen, they will make a vaccine for specially for that patient. Then they know how to prepare it. So those shots, allergy shots, they can be very effective. And some of the medication, as I mentioned earlier, like Singulair is one of the medication that works better if we start it before the season starts. So if you know that you're allergic to mold, then you start in the end of summer around that time, because fall season, there will be more mold around. So the same way, pollen, you can start in the end of winter, and then you will feel better, you know.
Thanks to Christiana Care internal medicine physician, Dr. Amitul Khalid, and Arkyle McKinnon for enlightening us this week.